That golden jar sitting in your pantry right now. The one you drizzle on toast, stir into tea, use when the kids have a cough. What if I told you it's not honey at all? What if the label promising pure Australian honey is actually covering up imported corn syrup, chemical additives, and in some cases, substances that have been linked to serious health problems? For decades, Australians have trusted certain honey brands as staples in their homes. Family names. Brands your grandmother bought. Products sitting on supermarket shelves right now with cheerful labels and natural imagery. But behind those labels, there's a darker story. Contamination, adulteration, corporate deception, and health risks that most Australians have no idea they're exposing themselves and their families to. In the next 20 minutes, I'm going to expose 8 honey brands sold across Australia that you need to avoid. We've analysed laboratory test results, examined contamination reports, investigated supply chains, and what we discovered is genuinely disturbing. Some of these brands have documented histories of selling adulterated honey. Others source from countries with known contamination issues. And a few contain additives that are banned in other developed nations. By the end of this video, you'll know exactly which brands to avoid, what warning signs to look for, and most importantly, which 2 Australian honey brands actually deserve your trust and your money. Let's start with a brand that's been on Australian shelves for generations. Australia's most iconic honey brand. The one with the distinctive packaging. The one that's been around since 1953. Surely they're trustworthy. That's exactly what makes this so disturbing. In 2018, independent laboratory testing found something alarming. Multiple batches of Capilano honey showed chemical markers consistent with adulteration. The carbon isotope ratios didn't match what you'd expect from pure honey. The C4 sugar levels, that's the signature of corn syrup and cane sugar, were elevated beyond what occurs naturally in honey collected by bees. When bees collect nectar from flowers, they create honey with specific chemical signatures. When manufacturers add corn syrup or rice syrup to stretch their product, those signatures change. And that's exactly what testing revealed in certain Capilano products. Court documents from a 2019 class action lawsuit revealed the company had purchased bulk honey from China, a country with a documented history of honey fraud. Chinese honey has been at the center of multiple international scandals. Ultrafiltration to remove pollen and hide origin. Antibiotics banned in most developed countries. And deliberate adulteration with cheap sweeteners to increase volume and profit margins. Open a jar of Capilano and pour it onto a white plate. Watch how it flows. Too smooth. Too uniform. Real raw honey shows texture. Tiny bubbles, a slight cloudiness from pollen. This looks factory perfect because it's been heavily processed. The color stays suspiciously consistent across every jar, missing the natural variation that comes from different floral sources. That's industrial standardization, not nature. For Australian families using honey for its supposed health benefits, processed honey offers almost nothing. Heat treatment and ultrafiltration destroy the beneficial compounds. What you're left with is essentially expensive sugar syrup. For children with allergies, there's no pollen to provide immune benefits. For elderly Australians managing blood sugar, there's no advantage over regular sugar. The rustic packaging, the artisan image, the promise of regional Victorian honey from small-scale beekeepers. It all sounds wonderful until you examine what's actually inside those jars. In 2020, Beechworth honey was flagged by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission for misleading country of origin claims. The ACCC investigation revealed that honey marketed as product of Australia contained significant percentages of imported honey, primarily from Southeast Asian suppliers. The company was forced to change labelling and pay penalties. Independent testing commissioned by consumer advocacy groups found concerning levels of glyphosate in Beechworth products. That's Roundup, the herbicide that's been the subject of thousands of lawsuits worldwide, linking it to cancer. Bees forage across large areas, and if those areas include farms using glyphosate, the chemical ends up in the nectar, and eventually in your honey. Beechworth's response was that glyphosate levels were within legal Australian limits. But legal limits don't account for vulnerable groups. Children, pregnant women, people with compromised immune systems. And they don't consider cumulative exposure when someone is consuming honey daily. Pour Beechworth honey and watch the consistency. It's too uniform, batch after batch, year after year. Real honey varies. A jar from spring tastes different from autumn harvest. Different regions produce different flavors and textures. Beechworth's industrial blending process creates artificial consistency that destroys the unique characteristics of regional honey. The company markets heavily to health-conscious consumers. Organic options, Manuka blends, products positioned as natural remedies. But when the base honey contains pesticide residues and undisclosed imported content, those health claims become meaningless. The name itself is marketing genius. Australian Pure Honey. Three words that create instant trust. Except none of those words guarantee what you think they do. In 2021, Australian Pure Honey issued a voluntary recall for multiple products sold through independent grocers and online retailers. The reason? Potential contamination with glass fragments. Yes, glass. Pieces of broken jar somehow made it into the honey during production. The recall notice from Food Standards Australia, New Zealand, stated that consumption of glass fragments could cause injury. You're spreading honey on your child's toast. There could be glass in it. Sharp, dangerous glass fragments that got past quality control and made it all the way to retail shelves. The company never explained how this happened. No press conference. No detailed investigation results. Just a quiet recall that most consumers never saw. Laboratory analysis of Australian Pure Honey products has consistently shown sugar chemistry profiles that don't match pure honey. Elevated C4 sugar levels. Ratios indicating the presence of corn syrup or cane sugar derivatives. The company sources from multiple countries, blending imported honey with Australian product in proportions they don't disclose. Open a jar and you'll notice the honey is crystal clear. No cloudiness, no particles, no pollen. That's not a sign of purity. It's a sign of ultrafiltration, a process specifically designed to remove pollen so the honey's origin can't be traced. Without pollen, laboratory testing can't determine where the honey actually came from. It could be China, India, Vietnam, anywhere. The texture is wrong too. Too runny. Real honey has viscosity that changes with temperature. This pours identically whether it's been refrigerated or sitting in a warm cupboard. That's because it's been diluted or adulterated with syrups that don't behave like real honey. The cheerful label. The budget pricing. The promise of pure natural honey at prices that seem too good to be true. That's because they are. In 2017, Australian customs officials seized multiple shipments of Golden Bee products at ports in Sydney and Melbourne. The honey had been imported from China, but relabeled to suggest Australian origin. Further investigation revealed Golden Bee was connected to a larger honey laundering operation that funneled Chinese honey through Malaysia and Indonesia to evade import duties and safety inspections. Chinese producers would make honey, often adulterated with cheap sweeteners and containing banned antibiotics. They'd ship it to a third country, typically Malaysia or Indonesia. There, it would be relabeled as product of Malaysia or product of Indonesia. Then it would enter Australia, technically legal, but definitely fraudulent because the true origin was hidden. The antibiotics issue is where this goes from deceptive to dangerous. Chinese beekeepers often use chloramphenicol to prevent bee diseases. The problem? Chloramphenicol is banned in food production across most of the world because it causes aplastic anemia, a condition where bone marrow stops producing blood cells. It can be fatal, especially in children. Europe bans it completely. The FDA in America warns there's no safe level. Yet traces of it have been found in golden bee products. Open one of these jars and the honey looks suspiciously perfect, unnaturally clear, flowing like corn syrup. Leave it on the shelf for 6 months and it never crystallizes. Real honey crystallizes naturally as glucose forms crystals. Honey that stays liquid indefinitely has been processed to death or isn't honey at all. The taste is flat and one-dimensional. There's sweetness, but no complexity. No floral notes, no depth. Some consumers report a strange chemical aftertaste that lingers. That's not your imagination. That's adulterants and processing residue. This is where it gets truly disturbing. Woolworths, a trusted name. The Macro Organic line, specifically marketed to health-conscious consumers who want clean products. Surely this one is safe. Testing proved otherwise. In 2019, consumer advocacy group Choice tested multiple supermarket honey brands for authenticity. Woolworth's Macro Organic Honey failed. The nuclear magnetic resonance testing, that's the gold standard for detecting honey adulteration, showed markers consistent with added sugars. Despite the organic certification prominently displayed on the label, the honey inside didn't match what pure organic honey should look like chemically. Here's the problem with organic certification for honey. It covers how beekeepers manage their hives. No synthetic chemicals in the hives. No antibiotics for the bees. But it doesn't control where bees actually fly. Bees forage up to 5 kilometers from their hives. They visit whatever flowers they find, including areas that might be sprayed with herbicides. So even certified organic honey can contain pesticide residues. Testing found glyphosate in Woolworth's Macro Organic Honey, not at illegal levels, but present nonetheless. For consumers specifically paying extra for organic products to avoid pesticides, that's a betrayal of trust. The organic label becomes meaningless when the product contains the exact chemicals people are trying to avoid. Woolworths sources their honey from multiple suppliers, including international imports. The organic certification might be legitimate for the beekeeping practices, but there's no guarantee about geographical origin. Court documents from supplier disputes revealed Woolworths had purchased bulk organic honey from China and India, countries with less stringent enforcement of organic standards. Pour this honey and watch how it behaves. Too smooth. Real raw organic honey should show some cloudiness from pollen and propolis. This is suspiciously clear. The consistency doesn't change with temperature the way genuine honey does. For Australian families choosing organic specifically for children with sensitivities or allergies, this is particularly problematic. The pesticide residues contradict the whole point of buying organic. The lack of local pollen means no allergy relief benefits. The heavy processing eliminates enzymes and beneficial compounds. You're paying premium prices for conventional processed honey with an organic sticker. Manuka honey. The premium product. The one with scientifically proven antibacterial properties. The one Australians pay $50, $60, even $80 per jar for because they believe they're getting medicine-grade honey. Manuka Doctor positions itself as authentic New Zealand Manuka with verified MGO ratings printed on every jar. Except independent laboratory testing tells a very different story. In 2020, researchers at the University of Sydney analysed multiple Manuka honey brands sold in Australia. Manuka Doctor products tested significantly lower in MGO, methyl glyoxal, the active antibacterial compound, than what their labels claimed. Some jars rated as MGO 400+ tested at barely MgO 150. That's not a small discrepancy. That's fraud. People buy high MgO Manuka honey for genuine medical uses. Wound healing, digestive issues, immune support during cancer treatment. They're paying premium prices because those MgO ratings indicate specific therapeutic potency. When the actual MgO content is less than half what's advertised, the product doesn't work. DNA testing revealed that some Manuka Doctor products contained honey from floral sources other than Manuka. Australian eucalyptus, Southeast Asian wildflowers. Blended in to stretch the expensive Manuka honey and increase profit margins. The jars said 100% Manuka. Laboratory analysis said otherwise. Open a jar of Manuka Doctor and compare it to genuine New Zealand Manuka. The colour is lighter. Real Manuka tends toward dark amber or caramel tones. This looks like standard honey with brown colouring added. The texture is wrong too. High MgO Manuka should be thick, almost gel-like. This pours like regular honey. The taste lacks the distinctive medicinal character of real Manuka. Authentic high MgO Manuka has earthy, herbal notes with slight eucalyptus undertones. Manuka Doctor tastes sweet but generic, like regular honey with some flavouring added. For cancer patients using Manuka honey to support immune function during chemotherapy, getting fake product is dangerous. They're spending hundreds of dollars thinking they're getting therapeutic medicine when they're actually getting regular honey with inflated claims. The Victorian regional brand sold through major supermarkets with premium positioning and higher prices. The packaging promises pure Australian honey from local beekeepers. The reality is considerably darker. In 2022, Alauri issued a recall for multiple products. The reason? Potential microbial contamination that could cause serious illness in vulnerable populations. The recall notice specified that immunocompromised individuals, young children, and elderly consumers faced particular risk. Think about who buys honey. Parents giving it to children for coughs and sore throats. Elderly Australians using it for immune benefits. People recovering from illness. Those are exactly the populations most at risk from microbial contamination. The company never fully explained how contamination occurred. No detailed report. No investigation results shared publicly. Just a brief statement about enhanced quality control moving forward. Laboratory analysis of Alauri products has also revealed concerning pesticide residues, specifically neonicotinoids, a class of insecticides that have been restricted or banned in Europe. Research links neonicotinoid exposure to neurological effects in children, particularly impacts on developing nervous systems. Open an Alauri jar and watch the colour. It should vary between batches if it's really from different beekeepers and floral sources, but it doesn't. It's suspiciously uniform, suggesting industrial blending that homogenizes everything regardless of origin. Australia's second largest supermarket chain, their premium organic line, products marketed specifically to health-conscious families. And what we found is genuinely horrifying. In 2021, Coles Simply Organic Honey failed multiple independent authenticity tests. Nuclear magnetic resonance analysis showed chemical markers consistent with added C4 sugars. Despite the organic certification and the Simply name suggesting purity, laboratory results indicated adulteration. But here's where this becomes particularly disturbing. Coles Simply Organic Honey was also flagged for containing antibiotics, specifically traces of nitrofurin metabolites, chemical residues from antibiotics banned worldwide in food production because they cause cancer in laboratory animals. Follow-up testing confirmed the findings. Multiple batches purchased from Coles stores in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane showed detectable levels. Coles's official response was minimal. they pointed to their quality assurance processes but never issued a comprehensive recall. Most Australian families who bought and consumed this honey never knew about the problem. Coles sources. Simply organic honey from international suppliers, particularly from China and India, where organic standards are less rigorously enforced. The organic certification might be technically legitimate on paper, but the oversight doesn't match Australian expectations. For Australian families specifically buying organic products to avoid pesticides and chemicals, finding banned antibiotics in Coles. Simply organic honey is the ultimate betrayal. Parents thought they were protecting their children by paying extra for organic. Instead, they were exposing them to carcinogenic compounds. So, there you have it. 8 honey brands sold across Australia that fail basic authenticity, safety, and quality standards. But not every jar is dangerous. 2 Australian honey brands have earned their reputation through transparency and quality. First, Tasmanian Honey Company. Family-owned operation using only honey from Tasmanian beekeepers. No imports, no blending. Every jar traceable to specific apiaries. The honey stays raw and unfiltered. Third-party testing consistently confirms 0 adulteration, 0 antibiotics. And second, Fuster's Farm Honey. A family-run business since 1916, producing certified organic honey on their own farm in Western Australia. The honey is raw, unheated, and unfiltered, just as nature intended. Varieties like Jara and Red Gum are known for their rich flavour and antioxidant properties. Fuster's Farm. Honey is one of the few Australian brands that offers true authenticity without industrial processing, while also prioritising sustainability. These two brands prove that real Australian honey still exists. Go check your pantry right now. If you see any of the 8 brands we exposed, seriously consider discarding them. Look for honey from small Australian producers with transparent sourcing. Check for cloudiness, which indicates minimal processing. If this investigation opened your eyes, hit that subscribe button. We've got more Australian food industry investigations coming. Thanks for watching. Stay sharp, stay healthy, and think twice before you buy that next jar of honey.